Seches Rosh Hashanah, and Bruchim Haboim Etur Meseches Tanis. So we begin with the Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph. You have that new Gemara smell, right? I mean, it's a couple thousand years old, but it still has that, could be a variety of things, okay. In any event, says the Mishnah, Me'ema Sai Maskirin Gevuras Kishamim. So we'll say, at what point in time do we begin to recite Gevuras Kishamim? Now, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says over here, Gevuras Kishamim, Sha'omer Mashiv Haruach Umorit HaGeshen. So the Mishnah begins with a simple question. When do we begin to recite Mashiv Haruach Umorid HaGeshem? So Machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Miyom Tov Rishon Shachag. Rabbi Eliezer says, from the first day of Sukkis, Rabbi Yoshua Omer Miyom Tov Acharon Shachag. And Rabbi Yoshua says, no, from the last day of Sukkis. From the last day of Sukkis, I will say, obviously we'll explain these particular shitos in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yoshua. Now, actually the Gemara begins to describe it now. The Mishnah. Rabbi Yoshua says to Rabbi Eliezer, remember, Rabbi Yoshua says last day of Sukkis, Rabbi Eliezer says first day of Sukkis. By the way, when they say Yom Tov Acharon Shel Chag, we'll see bepashos what they mean over here is actually Shmini Atzeres.
Is this the Mishnah?
This is the Mishnah.
This is the Mishnah.
Yeah, this is the Mishnah. It's just a little bit more of an explanatory Mishnah. So Amar Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua says last day Sukkis. Says to Rabbi Eliezer, it says first day Sukkis. Hoil ve'in gishamim ela simin klala b'chag. Lama hu maskir. Remember again the concept that we know since rain on Sukkis is a simin klala. Also remember simin klala means it's a show of divine displeasure. Remember we saw in Meseches Sukkah. If you look at Rashi for just a moment, simin klala b'chag kedamrinam Meseches Sukkah perak hayashen me'ema saimot olifnos. When are you permitted to go inside from your Sukkah? Mishatisrach hamikveh, when your porridge begins to spoil because there's so much rain falling into it. Mashal, this is can be compared to le'evet sheba limzo kos l'rabo, to a servant who came to pour a cup of wine for his master. V'shafach lo kiton al panav, and the master pours the pitcher back in the servant's face. V'amar le'efshi b'shimushacha, and the master essentially says to the servant, I have no interest in your service. Kilomar kishagishamim yardin l'suka hakol yotzin, because what happens when it rains on Sukkis? Everybody goes inside. Everybody leaves the sukkah. Goes back inside. V'nira she'ina kodesh baruch hu chafetz. Shinishtai mishlefonav. V'amai maschilin lahaskir gevuras kesham b'chag. V'nira she'mispal she'ava matar b'chag. So Rabbi Yoshua says to Rabbi Eliezer, I don't understand. When it rains on Sukkis, that is a sign of divine displeasure, so to speak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us fulfilling the mitzvah. If that's the case, then why would you begin to say Mashiv Ruach Umorid HaGeshem on the first day of Sukkis? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, to which Rabbi Eliezer, remember, Rabbi Eliezer is the one who holds that you do recite it on the first day of Sukkis. So Rabbi Eliezer responds, Af ani lo amarti lishol ela lahaskir Mashiv HaRuach Umorid HaGeshem be'onoso. To which Rabbi Eliezer responds, you're right. I'm not telling you to request the rain. I'm telling you to what? To make mention of the rain. I will say, what the Mishnah is now pointing out is that there are two different pieces here. There's what's called Mashiv HaRuach Umorid HaGeshem. Mashiv HaRuach Umorid HaGeshem is not a request. Mashiv HaRuach Umorid HaGeshem is a statement. That's why, again, if you notice, the Mishnah uses the lashon of Me'imasai Maskirin Gevuras Kishamim. When do we go ahead and make mention of Gevuras Kishamim? That stands in contradistinction to what? To the insertion in Barich Aleinu, where we recite V'sein Tal Umater Livracha. Give us rain and dew for blessing. That, Rabosai, is not a mention, but rather, what is that? That is a request. So Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshua, I think you misunderstood me. I'm just suggesting that on the first day of Sukkis, you go ahead and you make mention of rain. I'm not, and again, there was the logic behind that. The logic, if you look at Rashi says, Ela lahaskir, shemaschil lahaskir b'chag gvuros shalmakum shemor gishamim. So we'll say, all Rabbi Eliezer is saying is, looking is a combination between look and listen. I'm trying to save time, right? So Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Yoshua, listen, all I'm telling you is to begin to mention the rain because it happens to be that Sukkis is the beginning of the rainy season. I'm not telling you to actually go ahead and request rain, rather just make the mention of Mashiv Ruach Umorid HaGeshem. To which Rabbi Yoshua responds, Amar lo, well, if that's your logic, that you only want to make mention of the rain, and you don't see mentioning the rain as the equivalent of asking for rain, if that's the case, why don't you say, why don't you say Mashivaruch Umar Dageshem when throughout the entire year? Meaning, Rabbi Yoshua said, Rabbi Eliezer, what you seem to be saying is that the act of mentioning the rain is not the equivalent of asking for rain. So if that's the case, just keep it in davening all of the time and don't make it seasonal. The fact, says Rabbi Yoshua to Rabbi Eliezer, that Mashivaruch Umar Dageshem is seasonal, indicates to us what? That although it's not an active petition, nevertheless, it is related ultimately to when we want the rain itself to come. So the Gemara says, Ella, I'm sorry, Emkein Liolam Yei Masker, Emkein Liolam Yei Masker, therefore, what do we see? Therefore, Rabbi Yeshua's position is, rather, we only go ahead and what? We only go ahead and ask for, or I should say, now we'll have to see exactly in the Gemara what this phrase actually means. Because here, the Mishnah says, Ein sho'alen es ha-gisham el ha-samach lo-gishamim. Is that the same or different than maskirin? So we'll see later on in the Gemara, the way the Gemara will interpret this phrase is, we only make mention of the rain, i.e. mashivarach morad ha-geshem, samach lo-gishamim. That the same way we only ask when it's the time to ask, so too we only go ahead and make mention of the rain also only close to the time of when it's the rainy season itself. Fine. So we'll say that's our first machlokes in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Eliezer is saying you begin to say Mashiach Amar Hageshem first day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yoshua is saying last day of Sukkot. And Rabbi Eliezer is seemingly feeling that Mashiach Amar Hageshem is not an active request for rain. And because of that, Lemaisa, you could even begin to say it on the first day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yoshua, on the other hand, feeling that it's inappropriate to even make mention of rain on the first day of Sukkot if you don't actually want rain on that first day. Fine. Next, Rabbi Huda says, Ha'over lefnei ateva biyom tova acharon shel chag, ha'acharon maskir, harishon eno maskir. Rabbi Huda comes along and says, and I will say now, this is going obviously in the Shita of Rabbi Yoshua. So in the Shita of Rabbi Yoshua, that you do not begin to recite, Mashivaruch Umar Dageshem, until the last day. So Rabbi Huda says like this, Ha'over lefnei ateva biyom tova acharon shel chag, the one who's davening on the last day of Sukkot, ha'acharon maskir, ha'acharon, I will say in this context, means the Baal Musaf. The Baal Musaf recites, Mashiv Haruach Umorid Hageshem, Harishon Eno Maskir. But the first one, i.e. the Baal Shachris, does not recite Mashiv Haruach Umorid Hageshem. B'Yom Tov Harishon Shal Pesach, when you come to the Yom Tov, the first day of Pesach, Harishon Maskir, the Baal Shachris mentions Mashiv Haruach Umorid Hageshem, Ha'acharon Eno Maskir. But the second one, i.e. the Baal Musaf, does not go ahead and recite Mashiv Haruach Umorid Hageshem. Fine. So says the Gemara. So we'll say that now concludes our Mishnah. Fundamental machlokes Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yoshua as to when we begin to go ahead and recite Mashivaruch Umar Dageshem, and then Rabbi Yehuda seemingly coming in the sheet of Rabbi Yoshua telling us when exactly on the last day we begin to recite Mashivaruch Umar Dageshem, and when exactly on the first day of Pesach that we cease to recite it. Says the Gemara. Tana Hecha Koi Diktani Me'emasai. I will say this is very interesting. So remember, the Mishnah begins by saying, Me'emasai Maskirin Gevuras Gishlam, which means what? When do we begin to recite Mashivaruch Umar Dageshem? Which means that the Mishnah presupposes that what? That you do say Mashivaruch Umar Dageshem. So now the Gemara says, where exactly did we establish that concept that we say Mashivaruch, literally Mashivaruch Kodesh Baruch Hu causes the wind to blow, Umorit Hageshem, and causes the rain to come down? Where and when did we establish that that indeed is recited? So that's what it means. Tana Hecha Koi, where is the Tana coming from? Diktani Me'imasai, that he launches into a discussion of when we say it, almost presupposing that we've established that in fact we do say it. To which the Gemara answers, Tana Hasam Koi, the Tana is coming from there. Look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says, Tana Hecha Koi, Kilomar Me Diktani Me'imasai Michlal Dipshid Leila Haitana Dechayavim Lahaskir. The fact that the Tana says Me'imasai indicates that it's Pasha to him, that you have to say it. Vehecha Chazin and Dechayav Lahaskir. And where do we see that you're obligated to go ahead and recite it? To which the Rashi says, Hasam Koi, Maskirin Gvoros Kishamim Meseches Brachos. The Tana is continuing a discussion that was begun in Meseches Brachos. What was reciting Meseches Brachos, Maskirin Gevuras Kisham B'Tchias Amesim. The Gemara says in Meseches Brachos that we go ahead and we make mention of this. Gevuras Kisham means the strength of the rain. B'Tchias Amesim. we make mention of the strength of the rain, meaning Mash Shivarach Morid Hageshem, in the bracha of Mechai Mesim. Okay, v'sholim bebirchas hashanim, and we request for rain, the same talamot livracha, in the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, v'havdala b'chonin adas, and we recite havdala in chonin adas. Now, that havdala piece doesn't matter for us. V'katani me'emasai maskirin gvuras kishamim. Therefore, our Mishnah is actually picking up from this discussion in brachas. So in brachas, it established that we recite mashiv haruach u'morid hageshem in the bracha of tchiyas hameisim, resurrection of the dead. And now, our Tana of our Mishnah is picking up that discussion and says, okay, now that we've established the Maseches Brachos, that we actually say it, now the Shaila is what? When do we begin to say it? V'lisni hasam, ma'ishna d'shav k'ad hacha. So the Gemara says, well, you know what? You're a long way away. You're far out of here from Maseches Brachos. Maseches Brachos is 2 years ago, right? So again, why exactly are you having this discussion now? Why didn't you put this back in Maseches Brachos? To which the Gemara says, you're right. The Gemara says, Ela tanam Rosh Hashanah Salak. Rather, you know what? This discussion actually is a continuation from Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Shabbosai, again, fits a little bit better, being that we just finished Maseches Rosh Hashanah. So how is this continuation from Maseches Rosh Hashanah this time? Because what do we learn in Rosh Hashanah? U'bechag nidonin alamayim. Shabbosai, we learned in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, on Tez Zayin Amud Aleph, that during Sukkis, we are judged about rainfall. Now, once the Gemara established that we are judged for rainfall on Sukkis, then what? So, once in Rosh Hashanah, we made reference to the fact that Sukkis is the Rosh Hashanah for rainfall. Now the Tana of our Mishnah picks up on that theme and says, okay, me'emasai maskirin gvuras kishamim. From when do we go ahead and begin to recite mashiv haruach u'morid hageshem? So essentially what you could do is you could link all three. In Maseches Brachos, where we establish the idea that we go ahead and we recite mashiv haruach u'morid hageshem. In Maseches Rosh Hashanah, we discuss that Sukkis is the Rosh Hashanah for rainfall, which indicates to us that somehow mashiv haruach u'morid hageshem is going to be related to Sukkis. And in Maseches Tanis, we begin to kind of put these pieces together and try to figure out when do we recite Mashiv Ruach Morid Hageshem. So the Gemara says, V'lisni, me'emasai maskirin ala gishamim, my givuras gisham. So now that we've established Shabbosai where the Tana of our Mishnah is coming from, the Gemara asks a syntax question. Why does the Mishnah say from when do we make mention of givuras gishamim, the strength of the rain? Why don't you just say me'emasai maskirin gishamim? Right? When do we make reference to the rain? When do we begin to remember the rain? Rabbi Yochanan b'pnei sheyarden b'gvura. Because when rain falls b'gvura with strength. They will say what that means is that whenever it rains, that is an expression of divine strength. If you really think about it, it's amazing. The ultimate manifestation of strength in life in general is the ability to sustain. When it rains, ultimately, again, that is such an incredibly profound display of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gvura, Shneemar, because the Pasuk says that the Gemara is going to link three different psukim. Osei gedolos ad ein cheker, v'neflaos ad ein mispar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs great things, ad ein cheker, beyond comprehension, v'neflaos ad ein mispar, and wondrous deeds without count. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, Hanosin Mutter Alpine Haaretz, Alpine Aretz, Visholeach Mayim Alpine Chutzos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and brings rain on the face of the entire earth and goes ahead and sends water even to the outlying areas. So the Gemara says, My Mashma. So, okay, so that's very interesting. The Gemara just quoted two psukim Rabbosai, both from Sefer Iyov. Both Parakei, first pasuk was pasuk Tes, second pasuk was pasuk Yud. So what did I learn from these pasukim? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu does incredible things without number, without count. And one of those incredible things that he does is that he brings about rainfall. What does this have to do again with Gvuros, with the fact that rain is a display of divine might? Amar Rabbi Bar Shila, Asya Cheker Cheker Mebriyaso Shal Olam. So we'll say we make a Gzer Shava, Cheker Cheker, to the creation of the world. Ksiv Hacha, Oseg Gidolos ad in Cheker. It's said over here by this Pasuk in Iov, which then made reference to rainfall. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu does great things without beyond comprehension. Uksiv Hasam, and it says by creation, Halo Yadata im lo shamata Elokei Olam. Did you not know, have you not heard, that God of the world, Hashem, Bori Kitso Saaretz, who created all corners of the earth, Lo, Pasuk over here is again, Lo Yi'af velo Yiga. Literally does not tire, does not become weary. Ein Cheker Lisvunaso. there is no comprehension to his understanding. Uksiv, and it says again, by it says over there in that context as well, by is actually it says over here in Tehillim, Uksiv Mechin Harim Bekocho, Kadosh Baruch Hu prepares mountains in his strength, V'ne'ezar Bigvura, and he is girded with strength. So we'll say, well, the Gemara just did something very interesting. The Gemara took two Pesukim in Iyov, which discuss again the rainfall and discuss creation, linked that to creation with cheker, and then took a pasuk and told me that when it discusses creation, ultimately uses the word gvura. So then what we do is, it says gvura by creation, creation is linked to rainfall, or rainfall is linked to creation, just like gvura is therefore used in the context of creation, gvura is also used in the context of what? Of rainfall. That rainfall itself is a display of divine might, and that's why when the Mishnah refers to rainfall, it uses the lashon of ne'emasai maskirin al givuras kishamim. Okay, so the Gemara says, uminalan de betfila, and how do we know that we should make mention of the rain in davening? This sign, because the pasuk says, we'll say, now you're in store for some great Gemara, really great Gemara. This sign, call your friends if they're not here. They should hurry, or at least get them on speakerphone. So the Gemara, have you tried?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Gemara says, this sign, li'ahavo es Hashem Elokeichem, ula'avdo b'chol levavichem. Because the pasuk says, you should love Hashem your God, ula'avdo b'chol levavichem, and you should serve him with all of your heart. Ezo hi avodah shebalev. It will say, how do you serve God with your heart? Have omer zot fila. How do you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your heart? What does it mean? Avod l'shevalev la'avdo b'chol levavichem. That's prayer. Prayer is the service of the heart. Uksiv basrein rabosai. What does it say right after? Li'avos Hashem al-keichem u'la'avdo b'chol levavichem. V'nosati mitar artzichem b'ito. Yore u'malkosh. I will give you rain in your land in the right time. Yore and Malkosh, which we'll discuss, are two different types of rain. So we'll say, what do you see from there? That juxtaposed to the pasuk that speaks about prayer is what? Rain. From here you see, it's amazing. From here you see, this is mamish, like this is halacha lemaizi. We're going to dive in 25 minutes. This is it. So again, we see from here that what? That you go ahead and you insert a request for rain in tefillah based on the juxtaposition of the two psukim. And I will say, this is amazing. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says, well, say, now that we're speaking about rain, the Gemara goes on a little bit of a tangent. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, give a maftechos be'el shal kodesh baruch hu, shlo nimtzu biyad shaliach. There are three keys that are in the hands of God that God has never delegated to an emissary. God has never given to an agent. Meaning, I will say, most things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu delegates. You know, there's the famous Gemara that says, kol adar b'chutz laretz k'mi she'ein lo eloka. If you live outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's as if you don't have a God. As if you don't have a God. What's the pshat? Right? So we're godless beings. So the Gemara answers, so I'm sorry, the Avnei Nezer, the Sakhar Chav Rebbe explains over there that Lemaisa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't micromanage everything. He delegates things to ministering angels. So for example, you know, things that happen in America, so the Bon Shalom gives that over to certain angels to deal with. There's only one area in the entire world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with himself, and that's ultimately Eretz Yisrael. Eretz HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not delegate to anyone. It's his land, it's his people, everybody's his land, everybody's his people, but that's what he takes care of that himself. So the Gemara is saying over here, Rabbi Yochanan saying is, similarly, there are three keys, there are three things in this world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself deals with that he does not delegate to another. And what is that? Ve'eluhin, mafteach shal yishamim, the key to rain. Rainfall ultimately is saying that the Ribbono Shel Olam bechvodo ba'asmo deals with. Mafteach shal chaya, the key of life, which means the key of birth. Only the Ribbono Shel Olam ultimately decides who is going to give birth, who is going to have life. Umafteach shal tchiyas ha'meisim, and the key of the resurrection of the dead. I'm sorry?
Where is this from?
Oh, mafteach shal gishamim. So where do we know this from? Baruch Shekivanta. Right, good. So where do we know again the key of rain? Dichsiv yiftach Hashem lechoas otzaro hatov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open up for you his storehouses of good. Es hashamayim, the heavens. Laseis mitar artzicha bi'ito. To give you rain on the earth in the right time. So you see from here, from this pasuk, that we see this pasuk again. From Devarim. So you see that it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu who could open up the storehouse. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the key. He holds the key to the lock. Only he opens it up. Next, Mafteach Shel Chaya, the key of life. Minayin D'chsiv, Vayiskar Elokim Es Rachel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered Rachel Imenu. Vayishma Eleha, he listened to her. Vayishmael Elokim, Vayiftach es Rachma. He opened her womb. The fact that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam who opens the womb indicates that again the key of life is in the hands of God. Mafteach shel Tchiyas HaMeisim. What about the key of the resurrection of the dead? Dichsiv minayin. Dichsiv v'yedatem ki ani Hashem Elokeich. Ki ani Hashem. You will know that I am Hashem. How? When? When I open up your grave. So you see again, it's only the Ribbono Shel Olam who has the ability to orchestrate Tchiyas HaMeisim. B'ma'arava Amrin Eretz Yisrael, they said, Af Mafteach Shel Parnasa. There's one more key that God and God Himself holds, and that's what Rabbi Osai, the key to Parnasa, the key to livelihood. Dichsiv, this is so beautiful. Dichsiv, Poseach Es Yodecha, Umasbia lechol chayratzon, because the pasuk says, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you open your hand, umasbia lechol chayratzon, and you sustain all living things in accordance with their will, with their need." But Rabbi Yochanan, my time alokachashav laha. So I will say again, we seem to have a machlokes because Rabbi Yochanan in his list only had three: gishamim rain. Chaya, birth, and Tchiyas HaMeisim, resurrection. In Eretz Yisrael, they said there's a fourth of Parnasa. Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan include the fourth key of Parnasa in his list? To which the Gemara says very simply, Amar Lecha Gishamim Hainu Parnasa. To which Rabbi Yochanan will say, I did include Parnasa. That's called rain. That's called rain, meaning rain ultimately represents sustenance, which represents ultimately parnasa as well. So in the end of the day, everybody's actually in agreement. Just in Eretz Yisrael, they, for some reason, they felt the need to articulate parnasa by itself, whereas Rabbi Yochanan understood that mafteach, the key of parnasa, ultimately is subsumed under the key of rain. Okay. 100%. Even the Gemara is not being mechalik over here between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. 100%. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Miyom Tov Arishon Shechak. So also remember now, going back to the Mishnah, Machlokes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua said, Rabbi Eliezer said, you begin to go ahead and recite Mashiv Aruach Umarid Hageshem from the first day of Sukkis. And on the other hand, Rabbi Yeshua said, from the last day of Sukkis. So says the Gemara, Ibay Luhu, Rabbi Eliezer Mehecha Gamirla. So now the Gemara says, where did Rabbi Eliezer learn? So remember again, Rabbi Eliezer is of the position of first day of Yom Tov. So where did Rabbi Eliezer learn this from? Milulav Gamirla. Ominiso Chamayim Gamirla. So also, here's what we know. Rabbi Eliezer is telling me that Lemaisa, you have to go ahead and begin to recite Mashiv Haruach Umor Dageshem from the first day of Sukkis. But where does he learn this out from? Does he learn it out from Lulav? Or does he learn it out from Niso Chamayim? So we'll say, look at Rashi for just a moment. So the Gemara says, Milulav Gamarla, Shedome Lulula, actually, Milulav Gamarla, does he learn it out from Lulav? Shedome Lulav, that the request for the mentioning of Reim Asher Chamar Hageshem is like Lulav. Shekashem Shei Efshar Le'elu Arba Minim Belo Gishamim U'botim L'Ratzos Alamayim Kidar Minim B'Sukkah Kach I Efshar Le'olam Belo Mayim. Rabbi Osei, we know that the Dalin Minim, the Lulav, the Esrak Adasim and Aravos, one of the primary reasons we use them on Rosh Hashanah is because they have a strong connection to rain. Excuse me, thank you. Don't use on Rosh Hashanah. On Sukkis is because, again, of their strong connection to rainfall. So the Gemara asking like this, I know Rabbi Eliezer holds that you begin to say Mashiv HaChemor HaGeshem on the first day of Sukkis. So where is he learning? There are two possibilities as to what he links this to. Either Lulav or Nisuchamayim. Nisuchamayim, remember, is the water libation. It's the pouring of the water on the Mizbeach, which we learn. So the Gemara says, on one hand, Gamar la milulav, gamar la minisachamayim. So the Gemara says, Gamar la milulav. I'm sorry, let's read that again. Ibaylu Rabbi Eliezer, mehecha gamar la. Where does Rabbi Eliezer learn this from? Milulav gamar la, o minisachamayim gamar la. Does he learn it out from lulav or does he learn it out from nisachamayim? Milulav gamar la, if he learns it out from lulav, you could say, ma lulav bayom. Af haskara bayom. Rabbi Osei, when do we take the lulav? Lulav is only taken by day. So too, again, when do you begin to recite Mashiv Haruach Umarid Hageshem, Rabbi Osei? When? During the day. As opposed to when? As opposed to the first night of Sukkis. Rabbi Osei, again, remember, when Rabbi Eliezer tells me straight out that you begin to recite Mashiv Haruach Umarid Hageshem on the first day of Sukkis, I assume that the first, my reflexive reaction is first day of Sukkot is when? First day of is the night, is the night of Sukkot. So on one hand, if you say he's learning it out from Lulav, I will say, what does it mean you're learning it from Lulav? Because since the Dal and Minim are connected to rain, so to again, Mashiach Baruch, which obviously is the mention of rain, begins at the same time as Lulav. Lulav, there's no mitzvah of Lulav at night. The mitzvah of Lulav begins by day. So too, the recitation begins by day. Oh, Dilma, on the other possibility is what? Mimisu chamayim gamarlam. That maybe not. Maybe he actually learns that Mashiach Baruch Amor Dageshem from Nisu chamayim. And what do we say by Nisu chamayim? Ma Nisu chamayim me'arta. Rabbo say, when does Nisu chamayim begin? Nisu chamayim begins at night. Da'amar mar, because we learned, Mar says, u'min chasam v'niskehem, we learned that the menachos and the nesachim, afilu balayla, can even be brought at night. Rabbo say, look at Rashi for just a moment. What does it mean that Nisu chamayim takes place at night? Rashi says, Rabbi said, we learned in Masech HaSukkah that what? They would fill up the water for Nisu Chamayim already when? The night before. The Pasuk of Min Chasam V'Niskem teaches me that Lemaisa, although primary offerings do not occur at night, secondary parts of primary offerings, for example, like mincha offerings, like the mincha, like the meal offering, or solas, or the nesach, or the wine libations, under certain circumstances could be done at night. In other words, support activities for karbanos can often be performed at night. So as much as the Nisu Chamayim, the pouring of the water on the Mizbeach, only takes place when? Only takes place by day, but the filling up of the water takes place when? At night. So I might have thought, therefore, again, if Mashiv Aruach Amor Dageshem is linked to Nisu Chamayim, then I would say what? So Min Chasam Niskim Afilu Balayla, Av Haskala Me'arta. Therefore, I would have said that what? That the mentioning of Mashiv Aruach Amor Dageshem should also begin at night. So also remember, now we have, this is all in Rabbi Eliezer. We're leaving aside Rabbi Yoshua for now. In Rabbi Eliezer's Shita, that you begin to recite Mashiv Aruach Amor Dageshem on the first day of Sukkot, the Gemara now is clear, and Gemara is trying to figure out, when do we begin that recitation? Now, here's what we know. We know that we have to link it to something else, something that's also related to rainfall. We have two things that happen on the first day of Sukkot that are related to rainfall, Lulav and Nisu Chamayim. Lulav is only by day, in which case, again, if you link it to Lulav, the Mashiv Aruach Amor Dageshem is also only by day. On the other hand, Nisu Chamayim can already, there are processes in Nisu Chamayim that begin at night, in which case, if you link it to Nisu Chamayim, maybe what? Maybe begin to recite it the first night of Sukkot. So which one is it? To which the Gemara says, Tashma, we learned. The Rabbi Avo says quite explicitly, Lo Lamda Rabbi Eliezer Ella Milulav. Okay, that's pretty straightforward. So Rabbi Avo says, no, Rabbi Eliezer links or learned out the concept of Mashiv Aruach Omor Dageshem from where? Ultimately from Lulav. And I will say this puts the issue to bed, where Lemaise, if he links it to Lulav, then just as Lulav only applies by day, so to the recitation of Mashiv Aruach Omor Dageshem will also only apply by day. Ika da'amri, there are others who say, Rabbi Avo Gemara Gamirla, the Ika da'amri mas nisa shmina. I will say, obviously, it's very nice that Rabbi Avo made a statement like this, but the obvious kasha is what? Where did he get it from? So there are two possibilities. Ika da'amri, there are those who say that Rabbi Avo had Gemara Gamirla. Rabbi Avo means this was his tradition. Rashi says, Gemara Gamirla, Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Eliezer, Lo Lamda Elamin Lulav. Suppose some say this was his tradition. This is what Rabbi Avo got from his Rabbi, and his Rabbi got from his Rabbi, that Rabbi Eliezer learned out his position from Lulav. Others say that no, he actually learned this out from another rabbinic teaching. To which the Gemara says, Maihi, what is the rabbinic teaching from which Rabbi Avo learned that Rabbi Eliezer, in fact, links Mashiv Aruach Umorid HaGeshem to Lulav, Disanyo, because we're in the Braisa, Me'ema Saimas Kirin Ala Gishamim, from when do we make mention about the rain? Mashiv Aruach Umorid HaGeshem, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mishas Netilas Lulav. Rabbi Eliezer says, from when, Rabosai? From the time that we take the lulav, which means when, Rabosai? The first day. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Mishas Hanachasom. And Rabbi Yeshua says, from the time that we put it down. Rabosai, this is actually very interesting. If you look at Rashi for just a moment, Rashi says, Mishas Hanachasom. Now, when do you put down the lulav? On the seventh day. So Rashi says over here something very interesting. Mishas Hanachasom, Miyom Shemavarchin Bo Bachrona. You begin to say Mashiv Aruach from the time that you put it down. When you put it down on the last day that you make a bracha on it, Dahinu B'Shvi, on the seventh day. Now, I will say, that actually makes it sound like, according to Rabbi Yoshua, when do you begin to recite Mashivarach Merad HaGeshem? On the seventh day. Now, it's interesting, we're not going to get into it, but if you look over here at the Hagos Maharav Renschenberg, that's, I don't know if everybody has it, but it's on the, at least the Magyar, it's on the lower, it's on the left-hand column. Again, I just want to point out, in the middle over there, in that footnote Aleph, he changes this to Dahainu Yom Shmini. He changes it to the eighth day, because Rabbi Yeshua's position is that you actually begin to recite Mashiroch Merad HaGeshem on what we call Shmini Atzeres. Okay, in any event, Rabosai, this Braisa, although it records seemingly the same information as our Mishnah, it adds in one very important piece, which is what? Our Mishnah just says that Rabbi Eliezer says from the first day. What does this Braisa add in? This Braisa adds in that according to Rabbi Eliezer, when do you begin to recite Mashivarach Merad HaGeshem? Mishas Netilas Lulav. From the time that you begin to take the Lulav, which means, according to Rabbi Eliezer, when do you begin to recite Mashivarach Merad HaGeshem? When? By day and not at night. So I'm Rabbi Eliezer. So we'll say now Rabbi Eliezer begins to explain his shita. Why does he link Mashivaruach Merad HaGeshem to the mitzvah of lulav? So hoil va'arba'as minin halalu einan ba'in elu l'ratos alamayim. Because remember, what's the point? What Rabbi say? You ever wonder to yourself, like, why do we take these four species on? I was going to say Rosh Hashanah again on Sukkot, right? So meaning, why am I taking or a citron, a palm frond, the myrtle branches, willow, why am I doing this? To which the Gemara says, we saw this in Sukkah already, Ela l'ratzos alamayim. Because they both say, the whole point, the whole mitzvah, you see, we are a little, in Golos, we are a little bit desensitized to this, because the truth is, for us, rain is a nuisance. That's the honest truth. When we see rain in the forecast, for most of us, it does not make us happy. In fact, it really just puts a little bit of a handicap on our plans. You know, but again, in Eretz Yisrael, you know, rain, you know, there are Hasidim in Eretz Yisrael who dafka don't use umbrellas, because they feel, again, that the use of umbrellas represents a lack of hakar satov. It's a lack of gratitude. Like, Mitzvah Baruch Hu is bringing rain, right? I'm sorry. 7 mile. I don't know. There's a machlok is a 7 mile back. So if you could use it, it constitutes. Anyway, and so the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, therefore, again, why do you go ahead and bring? Why do we use the dalad minim? They're there to ultimately el rasas alamayim. They're there to go ahead and what? They serve as a request for the rain, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring the rain. Ukashem sha'ar b'minim halalu i'ef shar b'hem b'lo mayim. Just like I can't have the dalad minim without rainfall. Kach i'ef shar li olam b'lo mayim. It is impossible for the world to exist without water. So we'll say, therefore, Rabbi Eliezer goes ahead and links the recitation of Mashivaruch Merad HaGeshem to the mitzvah of Lulav and Esrog. Same way mitzvah of Lulav and Esrog begins again on day number one, daytime number one. So to the recitation begins on daytime number one. Amul Rabbi Yoshua. I will say it's just a very important understanding also into Dalet Minim, that the whole essence of Dalet Minim is really, again, it's a behavioral petition for rainfall. Amul Rabbi Yoshua. So I will say Rabbi Yoshua responds to Rabbi Eliezer and he says, V'halo gisham b'chag. Rabbi Eliezer, why would you mention rain on the first day of Sukkot? Reality is we don't want rain on the first day of Sukkot. Not only that, but our tradition is that rain on Sukkot is what? Is a simen klala. It's a sign of divine displeasure. It's a curse. It's a curse. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Af ani lo amarti lishol. Rabbi Yeshua, take it easy. I'm not telling you to request rain. I'm just telling you what? I'm telling you to make mention of rain. You can make mention, because at the end of the day, again, this is the beginning of the rainy season. Remember, we'll say, this is the great anomaly of Sukkot, that on one hand, Sukkot is the beginning of the rainy season, yet what? We actually don't want rain until Sukkot is over. And Rabbi Eliezer says the same way that we make mention of Tchias Mesim, we'll say throughout the entire year, we say, now again, and yet what? And yet, Rabbi Eliezer, there is a specific time in which Tchias Mesim is going to occur. What's the specific time in which the resurrection of the dead is going to occur? When does that happen? when the Ribono Shel Olam decides it, but there is a specific moment when resurrection is going to occur. Kach maskirim givuras kisham kalashana ve'einon ela bismanon. So Rabbi Eliezer's logic is very interesting. The same way, and remember, we recite Mashiv Baruch Mered Hageshem in the bracha of the resurrection. The bracha of the resurrection is going to take place at a particular time. When that is, we don't know, but yet we mention it every single day. So too, I can mention Mashiv Baruch Mered Hageshem. And again, all I'm making mention is that I'm making mention of the Kadosh Baruch Hu brings this beautiful gift called rain on the earth. And yet what? It should come at its right time. Rabbi Eliezer is not disagreeing that I don't want rain either during Sukkot. I don't want it either, but that's okay. I could still make mention of it even though I don't want it now, because the act of mentioning it is not tantamount to request. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that the same way that there's a moment for Tchiyas HaMesim, there's also the right moments for rainfall. Lefichach, in Ba Lahask, I'm sorry, Ukshen Shetchiyas HaMesim Maskir, This is Rabbi Eliezer now responding to Rabbi Yoshua. Just like again, I make mention of Tchias Hamesim throughout the entire year. And yet again, it only comes at its particular correct time. So too again, we make mention of Mashiv HaRuach throughout the entire year. Even though what? Even though it's only supposed to come at a particular time. Lefichach in Bala Haskir Kalashana Maskir. Using this logic, by the way, if you wanted to recite Mashiv Aruach Mered Hageshem throughout the entire year, then what? You should be able to do so. Rebbe says, Omer Ani, I hold Mishah Shemafsik L'Sheila, Kach Mafsik L'Haskara. So Rebbe says, I am of the opinion that at the time that you stop asking for rain is also what? The time that you should stop making mention of rain. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, look at Rashi for just a moment. Mishash sheposek milishol. Shebe Pesach, Rabbi says, on Pesach, sheposek milomer v'sein talumater. We stop to say v'sein talumater levracha. Pesach time. Posek melahaskir gvuras kishamim. You should also stop making mention of Mashiv Aruach Mered Hageshem. V'hashalom matzis lemeimar im bala haskir kolashana kula maskir. Eli bimosachama ino maskir hov v'inzman. Af b'chag ino maskir hov v'lo simen brochein. So I will say, Rebbe's logic is, I don't agree with this whole idea that you make mention of it when it's not the time. The only time to make mention of the rain is when? Is during the rainy season. Therefore, Rebbe would hold, the same way you stop asking for rain at Pesach time, we stop saying Mashiv Aruach Mered Hageshem at Pesach time as well. And using that same logic, if I don't want rain on Sukkot, then what? I should not recite Mashiv Aruach Mered Hageshem on Sukkot as well. Rabbi Yehuda says, B'sheni b'chag u'maskir. We'll say now again, we have a couple of other shittos. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, when do we begin to recite Mashiv Aruach Mered Hageshem? On the second day of Pesach. Rabbi Kiva says, B'shishi b'chag u'maskir. Rabbi Kiva says, when should you begin to recite? On the sixth day of Pesach. Sixth day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Yeshua says, however, the Fnatev Biyom Tova Achron Shalchag. So Rabbi Yehuda says, the name of Yeshua, the one who davens for the Amid on the last day of Sukkot, Ha'achron Maskir. The Baal Musaf says, Mashiv Aruach Mered Hageshem. Harishon Eno Maskir. The first on the Baal Shachris does not. Biyom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach. On the first day of Pesach, Harishon Maskir. The Baal Shachris says, Mashiv Aruach Mered Hageshem. Ha'achron Eno Maskir. And what? And the one who recites Musaf does not. So the Gemara says, now the Rabbi said, the Gemara goes back. Shapir ka'amala le Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshua. The Rabbi said, remember, going back for just a moment. So Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yoshua, excuse me, well, first, Rabbi Yoshua said to Rabbi Eliezer, why are you beginning to recite Mashiv Aruach Mered Hageshem? And we'll go back, by the way, and examine these shittos that we just stated before. But remember, again, we saw before, both in the Mishnah as well as in the Braisa, that Rabbi Yoshua said to Rabbi Eliezer, I don't understand you. Why do you want to begin to recite Mashiv Aruach Mered Hageshem on the first day of Sukkot when we don't want rain on the first day of Sukkot? To which Rabbi Eliezer responded, what? What did Rabbi Eliezer respond? I'm not suggesting that we begin to ask for rain. That's because Mashiv Aruach Mered Hageshem is not a request. What is it? It's a statement. And the same way that we make a statement that God resurrects the dead each and every day, even though what? there's a specific time for resurrection. So too, again, I can make mention of rain every single day, even though what? It's not always the right time. I make mention of it. I state that God brings the rain, recognizing full well that what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go ahead and bring the rain at its appropriate time. So the Gemara says, you know what? Truth is, that's a good answer. Shapir ka'amar le Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yeshua. So what would Rabbi Yeshua respond? Rabbi Yeshua says, Rabbi Elezer, that's not a good comparison. Amar lecha, Rabbi Yeshua, Bishlama Tchias HaMesim Maskir. I understand why you could mention Tchias HaMesim every single day. Why? Dekule yoma zmanehu. Because they both say, as much as what? As much as, yes, there is a specific time for the resurrection, nevertheless, what? Every single day can be that day. There's no such thing as a time that's not fit for resurrection. You know, you wake up in the morning, today's a great day for Tchias HaMesim. Yeah, every single day is a great day for Tchias HaMesim. Every single day has that possibility. On the other hand, Eligishamim called Emas Manaihui. Is that true? Again, can you make that same argument by rain? It's not true. Not every single day is good for rainfall. Vatnan, we learned, Yotsu Nisan, the Yard of Gishan, Rabosai, if the month of Nisan passes and rain comes about, Simen Klalahim. Rabosai, again, past Nisan, rain is not a good thing. Rain is actually, could be a sign of divine displeasure. After all, the Pasuk says, Shana Emar, Halokitzir Chitim Ayom. It is the harvest time, Rabosai, because remember, once Nisan is over, what does that mean? It's the beginning of the harvest time. Rabosai, remember, what happens? What do you do with wheat and barley? You cut it, you put it into sheaves, and what do you do with it? You leave it in the field to dry out. If it rains, it ruins your crop. So Rabbi Yeshua says, what are you talking about? Yes, I buy that argument. Every single day we could say, why? Because every single day is fit for the resurrection. But not every single day is fit ultimately for rain. So we'll say again, therefore, Rabbi Yoshua ultimately counters Rabbi Eliezer's argument and says, Rabbi Eliezer, again, you can't compare rainfall to Tchias HaMesim. Tchias HaMesim, every day is good. Every day is good. Rainfall, every day is not. All right, well, you know what? We'll stop over here for today. We'll stop over here for today. Again, but remember, what we're going to pick up with tomorrow, Mir Hashem, is we're going to go back and re-examine some of the smaller shitos that were mentioned. Remember, some of the other shitos. Because remember, again, the Mishnah only recorded two positions of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Eliezer, first day of Sukkot, Mashiach Mer Nageshem. Rabbi Yoshua, last day. And remember, again, we slid in there the statements of Rabbi Huda ben Mesira, and Rabbi Akiva. Mir Hashem, tomorrow we'll go back and examine those shitos.
Afternoon.
Gentlemen, just a quick announcement and a question. Some of us, with the permission...